your exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball. Presented by the Negrete Law Firm. For an experienced personal injury attorney, contact us at azhometownlawfirm.com.
Time for our weekly visit with the manager of the Diamondbacks, Tori Lovello. He joins us in Atlanta, where this afternoon the Diamondbacks are taking on the Atlanta Braves, the first of a 10-game road trip. Good afternoon, Tori. How are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Watching your team from afar now, and this kind of in the early part of the season, the first opportunity to really take this team out on the road and kind of see what they have away from home.
Yeah, you know, you always circle a few thoughts or a few road trips for the year, and this was one that I had seen, and it stuck out to me. It was going to be a three-city tour against two playoff teams, tough venues to play in. The third had a tremendous year and finished pretty strong last year. So I knew that this was going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I like challenges. I think you measure where you stand with those challenges. You get to see what the competition looks like, and there's no better way to see where you're at than going up against this type of competition and use it as a measuring stick. I think our guys are going to be ready. I think we're pretty excited after a day off yesterday to come in here and play some good baseball.
How important was it to salvage that final game against the Padres and not have a four-game sweep at home? Good performance out of Zach Greinke, and the bats woke up a little bit. So how important was that game for your squad?
Yeah, I think it was huge. I categorize it as a must-win after the game, but I don't know. Game sevens are must wins. Obviously we know that, but I was just trying to state how I was feeling, how the rest of the guys were feeling, because we were frustrated for us to win that game and get led by Zach Greinke the way he did. It was a really, really good day for us to win. We got on the plane and had a nice trip across the country to Atlanta. And now we're ready to play here, but you know, you don't want to lose four games at home to the same team, let alone somebody within your division. That's humble pie. And I feel like the three one-run losses that we had were tough, but we had some identifiable things inside of those games where we could improve upon and hopefully turn around and win some one-run games. It'd be nice to go and win run-run games on the road. I think that's a sign of a really, really good team.
Answer this as best you can, because the Padres are now relevant. They've spent a lot of money the last 2 years on Machado and Hosmer, and they've got a really deep farm system. Kids, you've seen all these rookie pitchers coming up. You had the incident with Machado. He threw the bat right behind John Ryan Murphy in foul territory. He could have stepped on the bat and got hurt. You had Peralta. You got Escobar, got hit on Saturday. They were both hit by pitches. Escobar was visibly and clearly upset that he got hit with that pitch. And obviously, the retaliation with Holland on Sunday. Is there bad blood right now between the Diamondbacks and the Padres?
No, I don't think so. None whatsoever. We know that they're a good team. I know they feel the same way about us, and that's just the spirit of competition. You know, it's where guys get out there and they want to do their best, and things don't work out. They get a little bit frustrated, and sometimes that frustration shows. And you know, I don't think the Padre players were throwing at our guys by no means. In a one-run game, would they be reacting that way and doing that? But you could see visibly the frustration that our players had, and that's just the nature of the beast, and that's just sometimes where it takes you. But the Padres are a good baseball team. We knew that going in. The day they signed Manny Machado, the day they signed Eric Hosmer, they got better. And we know that it's going to be a very, very tough Western Division. We're not saying that there's going to be a runaway team. We feel like it's going to be an even horse race for a little while. And we like the position we're in. We like how we're playing. And we like the chance that we can go out and do special things this year.
Tori Lovello, manager of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show. Level of concern that you have at this point in the season with Robbie Ray's ability to go deep into a baseball game?
Well, it's probably minimal, and I'll just compare it to last year. I know he spoiled us with a tremendous 17, and that was kind of a breakout campaign for him. So I think the next year you assume that it's going to be easy and you can go out there and just throw bullets no matter where they land. It's going to work for you. But last year didn't work so well for him. But I could tell by the preparation he had this offseason, by the quality of his fastball, that he was ready to go in spring training. We've seen that translate. I just think he gets a little worn down because he's working very hard to get through certain innings. And when he gets worn down, the stuff backs up on him. So we got to pay close attention to that. We know at some point that, you know, 85 pitches will turn into 95 quality pitches, which will turn into 105 quality pitches. I don't really necessarily like to go much beyond that. But we want to build him up to being extremely strong from the first pitch until the last pitch. And what I tell our starting pitchers is to go as hard as you can for as long as you can. Don't preserve anything. Don't worry about who's coming in behind you. Just do what you can do the best way you know how for as long as you possibly can, and your teammates will be there to pick up the slack.
I know you're a stickler for good fundamental sound baseball. You instill that in your players. You want to play, you know, just good baseball, and you feel like if you play like that, you're not going to get beat very much. That seventh inning on Saturday, I mean, that was just a crazy inning. I mean, it ended with a 1-2-3 double play, and that was tough because you had so many opportunities. But with Dyson getting, you know, picked off, caught stealing after he had walked and then Peralta had walked, how much did that hurt the inning?
Yeah, I think it killed the whole mojo of the inning. There's no doubt. I think when Jenter got that first down, took a deep sigh and said, wow, I got lucky with that big out right there. So, it hurt. It definitely hurt. And you're right, Gamble. I pride this organization on being fundamentally sound, having a high baseball IQ, and knowing what to do, when to do it at the right time. And that wasn't the only thing. We didn't execute probably seven times over the course of those three losses that ended up costing us some runs or costing us a chance to have big innings. We will shore that up. It's addressed. These players understand where I'm coming from. And we keep moving forward each and every day. We can't keep going on that. We can just keep improving and making sure we don't make that same mistake moving forward.
Tell me about Torey Lovello joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show live from Atlanta. The Taijuan Walker starting to ramp it up a little bit. What level of cautiousness will you apply with him coming back from the Tommy John? And has anything happened over these first few weeks of the season to alter a possible timeline for his return?
I don't think so. I think that we're going to be extremely cautious because he's such a big horse in our race. You know, he's counted on in such an incredible level, and we love every part of Taijuan. And I know last year we were trying to do that with Shelby. Unfortunately, we got clipped with some key injuries to starting pitching, and we had to ramp him up and speed him up. And I feel like Shelby last year was playing a little bit of catch up, and we weren't doing the most fair thing to him by asking him to speed up. And I think he'd been built up to 85 pitches. We were asking his next outing to go up to 95 at the big league level. That's hard to do. So we've learned from those experiences. And when we can, we're going to slow things down or keep them at the normal pace and listen to Taijuan. And what I've learned especially is when a starting pitcher who's coming back from an injury tells you he feels good, it doesn't mean speed him up. It means keep it right where it's at and keep him on that path. We want those types of comments. So we love that he's feeling good. We won't ramp him up. I don't think there will be a need to do that. We have really good young pitchers and starting pitchers in the minor leagues if we need somebody this year. Last year, that wasn't the case.
How difficult is it to navigate a bullpen in today's day and age? Major League Baseball right now on pace for what would be a record 5,000 relief appearances. More than a third of the save opportunities have been blown. 4.42 ERA, highest in the last decade. I mean, how difficult is it? I mean, you've got Andrey struggling, you've got Hirano struggling, and you've got to go to your bullpen for almost four innings every single day. How difficult is this?
Well, listen, I hope that trend continues for the Braves bullpen for the next couple of days. But it is a challenge. It's probably one of the hardest things to do as far as managing a baseball game. And you talk to some managers, they say it is the hardest thing to do during a baseball game, especially when you have a pitcher that's hitting. It also compounds when and how you maneuver your pitchers in and out of the games. And I know you guys follow. Sometimes you get trapped in that situation by asking a guy to go back out there so you don't burn pitchers. So it's tough. It's very, very tough. You can't run from your pieces. You've got to empower them. You got to show that you believe in them. At times you have to pull them back and have conversations or maybe have them step out a turn or two. But for the most part, we got a seven-man bullpen that is going to be counted on a really, really important level, and they know it. And I like that. I want them to embrace that and say, you know what, I'm going to be the guy that Torey comes to on this day. I like to establish those roles. I want to make sure that the guys know what their roles are without changing. Very often, every once in a while, I'll talk to them about maybe a change in the plan for that day. But for the most part, we need those guys, and they know it. But it is a tremendous challenge day by day based on availability, based on performance. It can be a challenge. But by and large, you got to count on them. You got to show that you believe in them, and they're going to give you good results.
Torrey, we appreciate you joining us so short before first pitch today. We appreciate the time. We will talk to you next week. Good luck on the road trip.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Torrey Lovello joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. When we come back,